Yeah, that sounds interesting. It'll be interesting to see how it works. So I haven't done Winlink on 2 meters or 440 yet. I don't have a connecting cable to one of my radios, so I was thinking about that today. I need to get one. I'm using the DigiRig Mobiles. I've got two. One stays with my radio here at home for the ICOM 706. I've got it configured for that. Then I carry the other one with me portable, and I use it with a little laptop I have and my Shigo G90. And so each one takes a little bit of different configuration, so it keeps me up to practice in that. And I'll even when I do a Parks on the Air, I'll finalize my results, put it into an ADI file, and try to send it to myself over Winlink. And it's amazing the distances I see. One of the furthest stations I have been connecting to lately is 800 miles away. And I'll get them first thing in the morning when I'm sending out either my Winlink Wednesday mail, or I'm sending out Winlink Thursday mail. I'll often hit that one at about 800 miles. So then the local ones, there's a local one that's about 20 or 30 miles away. It's real close, and I can hit that one. So sometimes it's too close to hit, and sometimes it's just right. And of course, everything in between. So I like Winlink. I think it's a handy tool, and it'd be good if we all knew how to use it.